Malusi's Everyday Zulu, turning isiZulu into easy Zulu on East Coast Breakfast.
And with that, we say Sawubona Melusi.
Oh, I'm a kanjani Melusi.
Hayi gamba kahle sisi wena.
Ah, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngiyajabula.
Eh, ngiyahambeka.
I'm happy.
Mfowethu kunjani mfowethu?
Eh, shaphuzethu mfowethu.
Yeah, kephileka baba. Eish. How the Chiefs won, Chief? Just ask Jared what happened at Sundowns.
Ish.
Word of the day.
It happens to the best of us. I mean, look at Man United. They were like, you know, hoping to be in the top six.
No, no, that has nothing to do with Zulu. Melos, in fact,
Yebu,
educate us.
The word. All right. Today's word is an expression of shock and surprise. Abi.
Abi.
Okay. Abi. Spelled?
Abi. W-H-A-B-E.
Habe.
Double H.
Double H. Yes. Habe.
Habe.
Yes, we do the double H thing. Like, yeah, she is double H. I is double H, yeah. So it's not ha. Melusi, it's ha.
Melusi, on this show, we don't use any examples with horses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a history.
Yeah. All right.
Uncomfortable.
Okay, let's grab the horse. Yeah.
No, but hang on. I thought haibo was that word.
Yeah. That as well. That as well. But habe is less commonly used than haibo.
Okay.
Yeah. So if something shocking, let's say you're watching TV and a crazy is on, you'll just be saying habe the whole time as stories and names are rolling out.
Well, this seems easy enough. Sky, use it in a sentence.
You know this movie, there's a Zulu on my stoop. Mm. When Zulu says, habe, wenze intoni ke lo mlungu. That's the best line from that whole movie. Yeah, so that's like, WTF, what the hell is this white person doing?
Oh.
So it is. Yeah. So, yeah, I think you can say that it is basically like WTF, right? Sometimes. It depends on country.
Yes, it can be. Yeah, it can be. It really just is shock and surprise. So, yeah, which is WTF as well.
So then I might use it, you know, sometimes one of the boys that I work with, their tummies make a noise in the morning that comes out of his schwappa. So when I hear that, I could go, Habe Darren. Just like that. That works.
You could, but you're not saying it right. You see, Habe is not Habe. It's abrupt.
Like,
it is abrupt.
Like,
and
okay, yes, so if I went, Habe Darren.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. That's how it works.
Just throwing out a random name there, obviously.
Yeah. So Kerry says to me, I found out on her Facebook over the weekend that she was distraught because her plant was about to die. So she stroked the leaves, did yoga, and spoke to her frickin' plant.
Mm.
And it came back to life.
Yeah.
And I was like, Habe.
Yes, 100%, Darren. 100%.
I didn't just stroke it, I also went home and sent it healing light.
Okay, back to the word Habe. That's perfect, right?
Perfect.
Yeah, no, that works perfectly. So, yeah, that story is Habe worthy.
Love it. I love this word. I'm going to keep this one.
Habe.
I'm going to get the tattoo on my arm.
That is so good, Habe.
Oh, it's perfect. Oh, thank you, Melusi. Yeah. That's a great word.
Thank you, guys.